It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Monday, USDA is going to be releasing their May crop production supply and demand estimate. Of course, this report is going to have an update for the 2024 crop year, and it's going to have our first look at the 2025 crop year. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the average estimates for the old crop contracts.
Spring planting is here, and time to make the final adjustments to your 2025 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe this is the year to consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies and can find the policy that fits your operation the best. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200, the risk management specialist. Martinson Ag as an equal opportunity provider.
USDA is preparing to release their May crop production supply and demand estimate. Of course, this report's going to have a synopsis of both the old crop and new crop numbers. For old crop, we're looking at stocks changing just a little bit. Of course, everybody's expecting that we'll see an increase in corn exports, possibly even ethanol, which will lower stocks. But we're not looking at many changes as far as wheat or soybeans are concerned. For wheat, ending stocks are estimated to come in at 850 million bushels. That's versus 846 for last month. Over in the corn market, stocks are expected to come in at 1.44 billion. That's versus 1.46 billion in the preceding month. And when we look at it for soybeans, soybean stocks are expected to come in at 369 million bushels versus 375 from the previous month. As far as the world is concerned, we're looking at world-ending stocks coming in for wheat at 261 versus 260.7 last month. Corn world stocks are expected to go to 287.1, which is pretty close to where they were last year, last month, 287.7. And for soybean stocks are expected to remain unchanged at 122.5 million metric ton. Overall, really not looking at much of a change other than the possibility that we could see a friendly report for corn. It looks like it should be neutral to a non-event as far as old crop soybeans and wheat are concerned.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.